Grandpa, he was a very smart man, the way I see it. He was one of these fellas that I say just good old common horse sense. In other words, you can have all the education in the world, and if you don't use a little common horse sense with it, you've got nothing.
That's what Clyde says.
That's life.
Eggheads walking around, they don't know what to do.
That's right.
Oh, right. How about the room outside? Like, if you had a place in the kitchen to store things.
That was called a pantry.
We had one up north, too.
And I had one in that old house over there.
Oh, that's right. Janet keeps all of her kids.
Yeah, she keeps her groceries in that pantry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you call a lot of old worthless things you're going to throw away someday?
Oh, some people call it junk.
Can you think of any other names for it?
It could be... a lot of people call it rubbish.
Have you ever heard of like plunder or trouble?
Oh yeah, sure. Plunder is, to me, is someone just meddling around, not knowing what they are doing. They're just going through maybe some old clothes or some old dishes or what have you, stored away. In other words, that's what to me is known as plundering.
That makes sense. Now, I've heard that word, but I've never thought about how it's used. How about, like, trumpery?
Big pardon?
Trumpery?
Trumpery? Honey, you stumped me there. I don't know.
I don't know what that
I've
is.
I've never heard of that.
It just seems like a foolishness or something to me, but...
It could be.
But, I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. How about the place where you just put odds and ends?
I'd call that a storeroom. Well, it could be called several things. It could be called a closet, or it could be called a storeroom, or a plunder house. I've heard people use the word plunder house.
Boy, you've been around, Mr.
I have. Back long years ago, heard some people have a little house outside of the old home they call a smokehouse, and they where they smoke the meat, and they smoke meat in there, and also used it for what I call a plunder house too.
Gee, I've never been out on a farm though or anything. So, okay, what if like Mrs. Thompson just gets up one morning and she's going around picking up things?
Well, she's trying to straighten up the house the way I see it.
Okay. And, let's see. Okay, what do you sweep the floor with?
We have today, we have a broom. Now, back years ago, my grandmother swept the house with what we call broom straw. And she got this broom straw out of the field. It grows wild. And, she would make her brooms by hand, and that's what she swept the house with. And to sweep the yards around the house, she would go to the field and cut off limbs off of bushy shrubbery, or bushy trees, and she'd make what she'd call a yard broom. I have swept Grandma's yard a many a time with her old broom that she made.
Oh, brother.
Have you ever seen a broom made out of sticks?
Or shrubbery? No, I haven't.
You haven't lived. You have lived.
You know, or a nursery, a fairy tale, but I haven't ever seen one for real. Okay, if I had a broom right there, you would say it's where in relation
the
to the
broom? The broom was standing in the corner of the room.
Okay, I meant like right here, like maybe right there. Where is it in relation to the refrigerator?
Oh, it's in the back.
Okay.
In the back.
All right. And how about the way you get from a first floor to a second floor? What do you use?
Well, back in those days, they had stairways.
What were they
steps.
Like?
Steps. Some people call them steps, and some people call them stairways. They were built into the home, and they were usually maybe 10 or 12 steps high. In other words, every step that you took was maybe 3 or 4 feet. No, it wouldn't be 3 or 4 feet, it would be maybe 12 inches, something like that.